Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai God, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Ni Sai Gaur Riva, 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 Riva. Sai Gaur Riva, Riva, Riva. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Jai Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. So everybody was having a very good time. So this is the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we can have a good time and also, at the end of life, go back to Krishna. Keval Ananda Kanda. No difficulty, no stress, no problems. Keval Ananda Kanda. You just chant Hare Krishna like this. Everybody happy and smiling, having good time. And at the end of life, go back to Krishna. That's it. In 1975... Srila Prabhupada came to Los Angeles twice. I was there both times. And he gave a class one morning, one Bhagavatam class. Then he said, any questions? So nobody raised their hand. Prabhupada didn't like if there was no questions. Because he once said, if you're not asking questions, it means either you're sleeping or you didn't understand. Anyway, there was no questions. He asked again, any questions? Nobody raised their hand. So then Prabhupada started to ask a question. Prabhupada said, are you having any difficulty being Krishna conscious? Nobody said anything. So again Prabhupada said, is there any difficulty being Krishna conscious? So we were thinking, yeah, there's some difficulty. But no one was saying anything. No one raised their hand. No one. So then Prabhupada said, is there any difficulty having kirtan? So we all said, no, Srila Prabhupada. Then he said, is there any difficulty dancing in the kirtan? We said, no, Srila Prabhupada. Then he said, is there any difficulty taking Mahaprasad after the kirtan? No, Srila Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, that is Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 3-point program, chanting, dancing, and feasting. Keval Ananda Kanda. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the final instruction, after giving all other instructions, actually, let me go back to chapter 18, verse 63. In that verse, shloka 63, Krishna says, now I have told you the confidential knowledge and the more confidential knowledge. And you can do as you please, as you like. Then in 1864, now I will speak the most confidential knowledge. And this is for your benefit. So first Krishna spoke confidential, and then more confidential. And now he's saying, I'm going to speak most confidential. So then the final instruction, which is the most confidential, which Krishna said to Arjuna, which is for your benefit. Not Krishna's benefit, Arjuna's benefit, our benefit. The final instruction is Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekang Sharanam Vraja. And how do we surrender to Krishna? The 3-point program, chanting, dancing, and feasting on prasad, Mahaprasad. Not taking outside, but only taking Krishna prasadam. And chanting, like we were doing, and dancing. If you do this, Ahang Tuang Sarva Pape Vyo, Krishna says, I will take away all your pap karmas. moksha ishyami, and I will give you moksha. Then he says, ma suchaha, don't be in distress. Don't lament. Socham, you know socham? So why we are in anxiety, why we have some distress? Because we have doubts. Because there's doubts, we are in anxiety. So when Krishna says masuchaha, he means don't have any doubt. Because if you don't have any doubt, then there's no anxiety, no stress, no lamentation, nothing to be concerned about. So masuchaha, don't have any doubt. Now, don't have any doubt has another meaning. Because don't is a negative. So when you take the negative, don't have any doubt, and you turn it into a positive, then that means, trust me. Don't have any doubts. Krishna saying, trust me. You understand? So Krishna saying, sarva dharma paritya ja mame kang sharanam vaja ahang krang sarva papebhyo moksha isyami masuchaha, trust me. Our problem is we don't trust Krishna. That's our problem. As soon as you trust Krishna and accept this final instruction, which he calls the most confidential, for our benefit, as soon as we accept this and trust Krishna, no more problems in life. No more problems. No more problems. The problems are for people who don't have faith. For those who completely put their faith in Krishna, there's no more problems. But there are challenges. There are challenges, but no problems. You don't see anything as a problem, simply a challenge to overcome, to get to a higher level, more intimate association with Krishna, expanding my love, deepening my relationship with Krishna. So we have little challenges along the way. And it's Kevalananda Kanda. And at the end of the life, we return back to home, back to Godhead. No more Punarjanma. Now, some people think that Punarjanma is not so bad. Because whatever I did in my life, this life, I carry on in my next life. So there's no loss, right? Everybody understand that? That's what we're thinking. So we're thinking, well, I won't make it in this life. Maybe one or two lives. Maybe, you know, I'll plan. But, you know, this life, I don't know. That means you don't trust Krishna. You have doubt. That's why you're thinking, well, maybe not this life. But let me tell you what happens. Punarjanma is the worst thing that can possibly happen to you. And why? Because when you're born in the next life as a baby, you forget everything. You forget how to walk. You forget how to talk. You forget how to read. You forget how to write. You forget how to take bath. You forget how to go to the toilet. You forget how to dress. Your mother has to teach you all these things. You forget everything. And there's no guarantee what family you'll be born in. Could be born in Sweden, where for 6 months there's no sun, only snow. And the other 6 months, only sun. Or you could be born in Africa and speak Swahili. Your mother will teach you Swahili. Or you may be born in China. You know what Prabhupada said about the Chinese? They eat everything in the water except the boat. They eat everything in the air except the kite. They eat everything on the land except the bicycle. So we have no guarantee. This Punarjanma is the worst thing. So why not go back to home, back to Godhead in this life? Now, in our last life, we didn't go back to Godhead. That's why we're all here today. In our last life, we were unsuccessful. We again took birth. You took birth in Bharat. I took birth in London. And here we are again. And then next life, again, and again, and again, and again. This is not intelligent. This life, we were lucky because Prabhupada was here. Prabhupada's disciples were here. But if we take birth in the next life, there'll be no more Prabhupada disciples. Prabhupada will be from the 20th century. You'll be born again in the 22nd century. Who knows where ISKCON will be in the 22nd century? This is your best opportunity to go to Krishna. This right now is your best opportunity. If you make a mistake this time, Punarjanma, your chances are worse because Kali Yuga becomes even more heavy. There'll be more terrorists. You think it's difficult now? Everywhere you go, they have to search you. Going on the planes, going everywhere. It'll be much worse. Much worse. Don't take the risk. Be happy. Kevala Nandakanda. Go back to Krishna in this life. Why is that so important? Who knows why? Why is it so important? Because if you go back to Godhead in this life, then all your family members for seven generations back, they also get liberation. What better service you can do for your family members, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents? You understand? According to Shastra. But Shastra also says if you go back to Godhead in this life, you liberate seven generations forward also. Your children, children's children, children's grandchildren. 14 generations of your family can get liberation if you go back to Godhead in this life. Did you know that? Did you know that? You knew it? Then why are you not doing something about it? So Prabhupada said, we should become serious. I remember in that class in Los Angeles, he said, we should become fixed up. Fixed up means solid. Solid. Fixed up. Serious. Then he said, but serious does not mean that we're morose. We're jolly. Vaishnavas are jolly. But we're serious about going back to Godhead. Serious about reuniting with Krishna. So, I heard what Prabhupada said. I took it into my heart. And I promised myself, this is my last birth. I'm going back to Godhead in this life. Nothing will stop me. You should also promise yourself this. Prabhupada said, you should always do this because it's like shooting for the rhinoceros. Rhinoceros, very difficult to hunt. So if you tell people you're shooting for the rhinoceros, and if you do it, it's a wonderful thing. And if you don't do it, it's still wonderful because no one can do it anyway. So it's still wonderful. Either way. So you should promise yourself, in this life, I'm going back to Godhead. And if you do it, it's the most wonderful thing. And if you are unsuccessful, don't worry, because Prabhupada will put a good word in for you and change the bad luck into good luck. Because Krishna can change matter into spirit and spirit into matter as he likes. Now, I'll tell you something else Prabhupada told me. And not many people know this because he only said it in that class in Los Angeles. He said that the grandfather is more kind to the children than the parents. Parents sometimes have to chastise. But grandparents are always giving sweets. So he said, in this way, my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, will be more kind upon you than he is upon me. That's what he told us. And I always remembered that, and I always tried to please Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But now, it's a different generation, and I can tell you that what Prabhupada said to me, I'm telling you now, the grandfather is more kind to the grandchildren than the children, so Prabhupada will be more kind to you than he is to me. He will give you more mercy than to me. And this point was also put to Lord Jesus. His disciples said to him, O Master, we have seen you. We have heard you. We have seen the miracles. So we have faith. But what about the people who come later, who have never seen you, who have never heard you? What will happen to them? And Lord Jesus said, more glory to those who have not seen me and not heard me, but still have faith and follow my teachings. And that's you. You're following Prabhupada's teachings. So you're more glorious than I am. And Prabhupada, as your grandfather, will give you more mercy than to me. Hari Bol! So don't take this lightly. This is serious. But also it's Kevalananda Kanda. Kevalananda Kanda. Thank you very much. So we did the kirtan. Now the next thing they say after bhajan is bhojan, right? So now, is there bhojan? So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.